Lucretia P. Hale was one of 11 children in a prominent Boston family. Starting in 1858, she published fiction in the Atlantic Monthly, but it wasn't until 1880 when she cemented her place in literary history with a series of children's stories about the Peterkin family. The Peterkins, always good-natured, just never seemed to get it right. The stories remain as fresh and funny today as they were to her many loyal fans at the end of the 19th century. From the Peterkin Papers, please enjoy, Solomon John Goes for Apples and Cider. Solomon John agreed to ride to Farmer Jones for a basket of apples. He decided to go on horseback. The horse was brought round to the door. Now he had not ridden for a great while, and though the little boys were there to help him, he had great trouble in getting on the horse. He tried a great many times, but always found himself facing the wrong way, looking at the horse's tail. They turned the horse's head, first up the street, then down the street. It made no difference. He always made some mistake and found himself sitting the wrong way. "Well," said he at last, "I don't know as I care. If the horse has his head in the right direction, that's the main thing. Sometimes I ride this way in cars because I like it better. I can turn my head easily enough to see where we're going." So off he went. The little boys said he looked like a circus rider, and they were much pleased. He rode along out of the village, under the elms, very quietly. Pretty soon he came to a bridge where the road went across a little stream. There was a road at the side leading down into the stream, because sometimes wagoners watered their horses there. Solomon John's horse turned off, too, to drink of the water. "Very well," said Solomon John. "I don't blame him for wanting to wet his feet and to take a drink this hot day." When they reached the middle of the stream, the horse bent over his head. "How far his neck comes into his back!" exclaimed Solomon John. And at that very moment he found he had slid down the horse's head and was sitting on the stone looking into the horse's face. There were two frogs, one on each side of him, sitting there just as he was, which pleased Solomon John, so he began to laugh instead of to cry. But the two frogs jumped into the water. "It is time for me to go on," said Solomon John. So he gave a jump, as he had seen the frogs do, and this time he came all right on the horse's back, facing the way he was going. "Oh, it is a little pleasanter," said he. The horse wanted to nibble a little of the grass by the side of the way, but Solomon John remembered what a long neck he had and would not let him stop. At last he reached Farmer Jones's, who gave him his basket of apples. Next he was to go on to the cider mill, up a little lane by Farmer Jones's house, to get a jug of cider. But as soon as the horse was turned into the lane, he began to walk very slowly. So slowly that Solomon John thought he would not get there before night. He whistled and shouted and thrust his knees into the horse, but still he would not go. "Perhaps the apples are too heavy for him," said he. So he began by throwing one of the apples out of the basket. It hit the fence by the side of the road, and that started up the horse, and he went on merrily. "That was the trouble," said Solomon John. "That apple was too heavy for him." But soon the horse began to go slower and slower. So Solomon John thought he would try another apple. This hit a large rock and bounded back under the horse's feet and sent him off at a great pace. But very soon he fell again into a slow walk. Solomon John had to try another apple. This time it fell into a pool of water and made a great splash and set the horse out again for a little while, but he soon returned to a slow walk, so slow that Solomon John thought it would be tomorrow morning before he got to the cider mill. "It is rather a waste of apples," thought he, "but I can pick them up as I come back, because the horse will be going home at a quick pace." So he flung out another apple that fell among a party of ducks, and they began to make such a quacking and a waddling that it frightened the horse into a quick trot. So the only way Solomon John could make his horse go was by flinging his apples, now on one side, now on the other. One time he frightened a cow that ran along by the side of the road while the horse raced with her. Another time he started up a brood of turkeys that gobbled and strutted enough to startle 20 horses. In another place he came near hitting a boy who gave such a scream that it sent his horse off at a furious rate. And Solomon John got quite excited himself. He did not stop till he had thrown away all his apples and had reached the corner of the cider mill. "Very well," said he, "and if the horse is so lazy he won't mind my stopping to pick up the apples on the way home, and I'm not sure but I shall prefer walking a little to riding the beast." The man came out to meet him from the cider mill and reached him the jug. He was just going to take it, when When he turned his horse's head round and delighted at the idea of going home, the horse set off at a full run without waiting for the jug. He called out, "Whoa! Whoa!" But the horse would not stop. He went galloping on past the boy who stopped and flung an apple at him, past the turkeys that came out and gobbled at him, by the cow that turned and ran back in a race with him until her breath gave out, by the ducks that came and quacked at him, by an old donkey that brayed over the wall at him, and by some hens that ran into the road under the horse's feet and clucked at him, by a great rooster that stood up on a fence and crowed at him, and by Farmer Jones, who looked out to see what had become of him, down the village street, and he never stopped till he had reached the door of his house. Out came Mr. and Mrs. Peterkin, Agamemnon, Elizabeth Eliza, and the little boys. Solomon John got off his horse, all out of breath. "Where is the jug of cider?" asked Mrs. Peterkin. "It is at the cider mill," said Solomon John. "At the mill!" exclaimed Mr. Peterkin. "Yes," said Solomon John. "The little boys had better walk out for it. They will quite enjoy it, and they'd better take a basket, for on the way they will find plenty of apples scattered all along either side of the lane, and hens, and ducks, and turkeys, and a donkey." The little boys looked at each other and went, but they stopped first and put on their india rubber boots.